And now, the Dirty Duck addresses the Republican National Convention.
Well, it's fucked up this whole country. It's getting a bunch of fucking all up. I'm a miserable bastard. The whole country is going to hell. And it's your fault. And let me not really think about it, that. The whole stinking fucking supply of shit that is shit out of your mouth and is shit out of us. Total bullshit. I say break the Republican convention by shitting on you. I think it is the bullshit just has to end. And it is fucking ridiculous, my man. Just fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole, and all you fucking cronies are assholes as well. I think this total bunch of clowns, total ass clowns, and it really, really, fucking your asses all over again, and this is stupid shit, all of you, full of years of bullshit, just handing over this country like a big toilet. You have turned the United States into the cops of the world. Everyone hates our fucking guts. And there's no reason for it at all. And this is a travesty of fashion. By the way, you did not win the election. You fucking stole the election. Tell you all of it. I met your brother down in Florida. Tell you to fuck it up. And he was telling you anything was a goddamn for anybody. Social Security is down the toilet. And it isn't. Down the toilet. And you got your relations down the toilet. The general lobby of the American people is down the toilet. You got your stupid fucking asshole. And I don't want to tell you I'm telling you bullshit. As for Ashcroft, he also. And you're so fucking asshole. And you're a fucking country as well. And yours to be shot on by 1,000 elephants. And I really mean that. I really mean that. Your time is over. The Republicans' time is setting you at the sun. And really. You fucked it all up, George Bush. I watched that Michael Moore movie, Fahrenheit 9/11. I saw everything you did during the attacks. You just sat there reading a book. That the fucking asshole that you are. I didn't do anything, I didn't know what to think, I didn't know what to do. I just waited for somebody to come along and tell me what to do. Everything you do is wrapped around your immediate clothing. Halliburton, Texas Oil. Both of them in your alignments, all over the world. I was fucked up, I'm really fucked up, I didn't know. And you can see me in your salmon, and you're the gladdest thing in the fucked up the world. The environment is going to hell. The ocean air is worse. The toxicity of the industrial is worse. Everything about the United States is worse. And it's all your fault. Well, it's not all your fault, but you sure make it worse. I think you are the most fucked-up president that has ever existed in the history of the United States. I mean, Bill Clinton was also a new and dishonest with the country, and my allegiance with him was not fucked up. But you think it's fucked up to the country? Yeah, you really fucked up all of that. All of this, you know, that is fucked up now. I think it was all those screw yourselves. You and Chaggy and screw together and George Pataki and he tried to King and Giuliani and Bilbo and all the bunch of fucked up assholes. Fucked up everything. Everything. And as far as you're coming to town, you just ruined the whole thing because you never look around and you don't have no pocket and you need to fit them on the subways and the transportation and the transit and we all got your rock and you thought it all will get around when she's well gone and I have no idea what we're going to do. You guys just need all your strip joints. Get the rock off. Well, you totally inconvenience all of New York City. I think it's stupid and irresponsible and it's really fucked up. We have no security. We have no economic security. Our freedom of speech is going up your ass. Our education is going up your ass. Our health care is going up your ass. Meanwhile, all of the country is being robbed and ripped off by all the corporations that you suck the ass of. In the big smelly pocket, you will probably be gone in very big and smelly. And the way you don't understand the will of the people, the will of the society, and the fallen world, as well. We are the laughing stock of the world. You just went into Iraq and you didn't get shot with anybody. You just decided to just ask the United Nations for support. And when they all said no, you said, fuck you. I'm going in Iraq. And you started bombing and you killed many, many people. And the Soviets have no one to. It doesn't matter. You're from Texas, so fuck you. Fuck you, United States of America. Fuck you for that. That you mean property. And you do whatever the fuck I want. Blah, 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 blah. What do you want? Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you too. The this country must rise to the occasion and get these assholes out of London. You know, I'll be being forceful and talking to the party, but, you know, I'm going to vote for Hillary, I'm going to jail, I'll tell you whatever. Yeah, we are going to get around that, we are going to get around putting this country into more jeopardy. Just so you can do fucking rule the world and you get more oil, a power and energy. You must be stopped. All of you must be stopped. You all totally are assholes to the nth degree. Assholes, assholes. You blow notes. Just understand it. You blow jokes. You can get all of your policy and ideas. You don't get just your idea. You just support gay marriage. Well, fuck you. You don't know how to speak. You don't know how to talk. You don't know how to say nuclear. You say nuclear. Nuclear weapons. And you get in the offense, against the show. You educated shoes. I don't know anything about anything about Chorkbush. Togo. Fucking idiot. And it makes me mad. It makes me really mad. And that's the second last stream I'm streaming now. And the assholes swagging it at me. Fucking stupid. That is dead. That is fucking motherfucking. And it's fucking nonsense. I'm so the best. So that was fucking me in the master. Yeah. Asshole. God's bliss. Asshole, you mother. Oh, my motherfucking ass. Look at that asshole. I got his feet seen all the bullshit. You say fuck off to all of us. To the United Nations. To poor people. To minorities. To gay people. Everybody was fucking by everything that you decide. I hope that everybody just kicks your ass out of office. He was a liar, and a cheat, and a total scumbag. Scumbag. You covered up everything. You said you were wiping your mouth just squatting. There is no wiping your mouth squatting anywhere. You're up your ass. That's what you are. You have this stupid deer and headlights look. Yeah, you think you're going to kill me or what the fuck you are. You just start to stand there and stare. And you're like, duh. I don't know. Duh. You're very pleasant, you last bitch. You get all something to say. You got to know you know about the prison. You're a fucking idiot. You're so stupid. And you're such a hospital. And then you're on the right video. I just know I'm a brother. I will fuck you. Stupid fucking George Bush. I I can view a God-given attitude that can figure that you're putting these physical and other things on the set. You have been in the last Joseph Horst-Ellisry. I just slammed it off to it. I do not make it any sense at all. The stupid study would probably hit Bonnie and get a choke. Total choke. Lady, I don't even know what to say. It makes me very mad. I want everybody in TNA to get out here and do something. Protest much. You're a life CEO. Tell me, Trish, Duck's ass. To you and any of us saying that we're out of the luxury and that we're in a storm with the running Republicans to get sitting out on your fucking asses. I'm through. Run down by this whole process. It's has a lot to speak for. A lot to be proud for. I'm proud to be an American. I think it's such a fucking chick's ass. But it's time to get some of these motherfucking brain and all of these stupid motherfuckers who you must. I'm wrong.
Sorrows for the hurricane season. Families in California prepare themselves for earthquakes. Every family in America should prepare itself for a terrorist attack.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, recorded by Secretary Tom Ridge. The topic, what you can do.
Not all Americans go to work every day in a department or a job that helps secure the country. We're not going to ask them to do that. We're going to ask them to do some simple things, like creating an emergency kit, a good communications plan. People might think it's insignificant, but if you take the time to develop that communication plan, to make that emergency supply kit, you have helped prepare America in the unlikely but still possible event that something could happen.
Learn to be prepared at www.ready.gov or call for a free brochure, 1-800-BE-READY. That's 1-800-237-3239. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's just bullshit. They just place fear on your mind when I don't shoot them. Whenever they want us to be afraid, they just pull out some bullshit. And then they sell us off. Oh, yeah, the duct tape. Oh, yeah, the tape of the windows. And there's the ocean. And then it only happens when they want us to forget about something else. And shoot them, we don't alter it. Whenever this happens, we don't even hold it. We don't even have a little order. It's all flat and motion. And then we go out and get you can, and you know when you're sad enough, and that was terrible about it, from the idol. The stupid motherfuckers, and then we're back, and then we're back, and that was bullshit. And then we're back, and some shitty, funny assholes, and we're around and around and some shitty assholes. And we're tall around. I want to get scared, I want to do whatever you want to do, and I want to get proud of the bullshit. You're not doing the movie! Excuse me. He wants to go to the moon. He wants to spend $50 billion to go to the moon. And now, he doesn't fuck up the moon, too. He will go to the moon and fuck up the moon. Because the moon is the last one, too. They've got everything. They could get oil. They got gas. They got resources. They took it off. And they could pee. And fuck them up, too. And then he wants to go to the moon. I think he wants to go to the moon because with this planet is finally destroyed. He doesn't want to have a place where he can build a society for the rich and powerful motherfuckers. Not them. It's just not the strange love. That's not movie. Not the strange love. Yeah, that's just not like the strange love. And now we're pursuing the money influence. The money influence, and then we want to leave all of it under wraps until the last possible second. And then we're going to do their movie. And then the movie is going to end. Oh, I want to fuck them. I'm out of here. Alright, I'm just gonna do a break here. I need a piece of bullet. Let's see. Let's peel this one.
Come, your masters of war. Hear the bell of the big guns. Hear the bell of the planes. Hear the bell of the bombs. Hear it hide behind walls. Hear it hide behind gates. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but fail to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe. But I see through your eyes. And I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten the lanterns for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you must say that I'm yours. You must say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll walk by your Lord down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave, and I'm sure that you're dead.
Master of Rock by Bob Dylan. Well, I absolutely am pleased. Really looking forward to this and getting better. But you know, something's going through. I think it was Brandon Ashcroft. Truly, I mean, I'm not saying Laura Bush. And don't forget Arnold Schwarzenegger. Are a bunch of cops. Total pit of cocks. I think it can do really to exist. Can have no discipline, humanity, and mother fucking human nature. Can do anything you could grant for this country. I mean, did you shut down so much of Arkham's waste? The military is totally not the government he will bring to service. I have to see his baby. Did you see what that son of a bitch landed on the aircraft carrier after the Skibbleshit and of the Iraq War? He landed on the flat suit, got out on the airplane, and strutted around like cheap-eyed fucking Joe. And with that, the war is over. The war is over. The war is over. Andrew Sanders landed on the aircraft carrier and be a big man, but he had no idea what landing was going on, and people were dying every day. And it was just out of the only one. We won. All that. No weapons of mass destruction, but not real, the Bible said. Well, I have news for you, asshole. when they fight Saddam Hussein in the hole, the spider hole, they threw him in there. They threw him in there, and then after that they found him, and then they found him, and they threw him in there. It's not bullshit. I mean, it's just bullshit. Fox News bullshit. And then they should keep it all over the public's eyes over and over again. Like a bunch of assholes. I say, screw President Bush. You are an asshole. Beyond assholes. Let me say that again. I say to you, George W. Bush, you are an asshole. I'm mad. I'm mad at assholes. Anyways, I tell you to be the United States Constitution. Betray the public trust for your own selfish fuck interests. And make the country more unsafe than ever. The Republicans are just so good at covering up all the mistakes that is going on with our heroes now and then. I think everybody should go to protest. But us, I mean, everything you can do to fuck up the government. March on Washington, D.C. Fight for the right to speak, goddammit. Don't let them put you on a path and step on you. You do get further to the second bakers. You're all dirty sons of bakers. New charity program that they have begun to get everybody and put them in a pen a mile away from the protest site. And tell them funding with any bullshit. Tell them bullshit. They don't try free speech. They try to public viewing area. They put in a new app. I think everybody should just screw you. Don't be down. Everybody needs to love you. So you can stay here. Take a big jump in front of the Madison Square Garden. And this is bullshit when you rob a tourism. Everybody's turning from a room in the bar to protest. That's not a protest at all. That's bullshit. I think that's bullshit. People are robbing it to protest. I think you're thinking right here at that. Anyway. Anyway, I think that they should have been 30,000 Republicans coming to town, 15,000 reporters. I'm just going to travel over everything, and this bullshit. not very natural. Anyway, go back to Katie. That motherfucker, that Katie, told me, as many of us little men are, that he crossed the money he had a button, and he just could rock Scott's belly for the American bullshit. And then he wants to be lost bloody again. Ah, fuck you! God damn it, and he moves it as he am. I think that everybody is thinking about the town and all the new things and Republicans, and that's total bullshit. I mean, you know it. I'm starting to do it. I'm going to play this now.
Let's play Follow the Leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
You do, do, do what the leader does. If he hops, you hop.
If he skips, you'll skip.
If he crawls, you crawl.
If he scoops, you scoop.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
You do, do, do what the leader does.
Further delay is intolerable. Got to act. The House has acted. Must act. Our nation is at war. And Congress can act by giving me authority. It's time to stop talking. It's time to start acting. And in the integrity of corporate America. And right now, that confidence has been shaken. Keep a tight hand on taxpayers' money. Excessive government spending is a drag, and or will be a drag.
See what I mean? Asshole!
I know that this... But we must not be distracted. The agenda is full, the time is short, and the nation is watching. In the coming weeks, I'll continue to focus on finished business. Let me start by telling you that I think it's the few that have stained the... that have created the stains that we must deal with. But, let me just put it to you this way. And that's what, and I think that'll help restore confidence to the American people. Listen, markets were roaring, capital was everywhere. And as you know, you've had to suffer through many of my speeches, but because I'm very worried about a country that has, could conceivably lose confidence in the free enterprise system. Destroy the trust. I think there are some who...
Asshole!
And I worry about that. I worry about...
Asshole!
I don't remember if it happened in 1998 or not. This is recycled stuff. And I guess that's the way it's going to be. You know, I still haven't figured it out completely. But nevertheless, there is no case. And that was the case. But nothing has changed. And the nothing that changed. And there's no there there.
Asshole.
Very tricky. Has been fast to act. I mean that they thought he would do take or whatever the lawyers call it. And I want to remind you all in your that and could have doubled his or her money.
Do what the leader does.
All these questions, and again, I repeat to you the summary. I don't know if the man's living or the man's dead. And we're making good progress. We're disrupting networks. But these are like. They kind of hide and order things up and hide again, and I don't know. Transaction. Mark, as one would expect, to make the critic. And let me finish. And that's how the system is supposed to work. But all I can tell you is that in the corporate world, sometimes things aren't exactly black and white. It's a board. Make it harder to enforce rules and regulations, not easier. It creates confusion as to who is in charge of what. But I'm confident we can work that out. I am. I also to allow for more freedom of movement. I haven't had the briefing yet, but I believe some progress is being made. Will give us all confidence. Without stealing the money. And I believe we're making some progress there. Yeah, I would hope that everybody got the message that we all have responsibilities to fight off terrorist attacks. Yeah. I mean, but it's a frame of mind. We take lives, and I actually didn't read the whole story, flexing some know-how muscle. But I recognize there's speculation out there, but people shouldn't speculate about the desire of the government to have regime change. All aspects of reviewing all the tools at my disposal. But in my remarks to the American people, I remind them I'm a patient person. It was put in place to clean up a mess. Got his uniform on. And I'm going to, since I'm the decision maker,
do what the leader does.
See, well, I made the struggle funny and yet. Regime change, that's the insurance going. We're getting fucked around with up the ass. And I fuck the American people up the ass. And you just said, the city of fucking land, frustrated. So helpless to scratch my sugar Well, my name is Johnny Duck, and I am writing to you in honor of the Republican National Convention, Senator Ruggedy. I encourage you all to just think for yourselves. Don't take any shit from anyone, especially George W. Fucking Bush. I don't understand. There's so many people who want support and respect to Republican Party. And some people I love a lot. I'm like, I'm Tommy Ramone. Tommy Ramone is a Ramone player of Republican. This is Yaro. This is Yaro. This is a Smitty Brown Money. This is Yaro. This is a Republican. So you're awesome, some freaking and people and creating objects to our Republicans, but I don't understand why. It's a selfish thing and a very fucked up thing. Because we all know that politicians in general are deceitful, liars, cheaters, and they suck ass. I don't trust any politician at all. But the Republicans, especially, are total goat blowers. They blow goats. They feed your shit continually. They just keep piling it on until you can't take it anymore. But the problem is that most people in middle America don't understand the Trump robot, the Trump Bush, because they see him as a hero. Yes, Rocky or John Wayne. Don't mess with that, yes, blah, blah, blah. That is the attitude that we need to rid ourselves of if we want to run in society and evolve. It's like Dino said, we are de-Islamic. We are selling monkeys. And it all looks like a monkey. That's what George Bush looks like, a fucking monkey. A chimpanzee. George Bush talks like a chimpanzee, and he looks like a chimpanzee. But a chimpanzee is smarter than George Bush. That's for damn sure. The world does not want McDonald's, they do not want KFC, they do not want Burger King. Remember the world is going to be around Mountain Airport and Sweeney Bombs. The smoky running on the fuselage on the airplanes, what did we distinguish that? And then we already a Burger King. He's a bit of that shit. That just thrust my ass. I think that we should just drive and stand with all of and this next 4 years are very fucking crucial. Instead of reaching out, we have a whooping. Warping. I'm in change your attitude.
I feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Yeah, that is the attitude. What do you think you say? Some kind of God war? Bring me on. What an asshole.
Blacks are gagging on the donkey, but not yet ready to swallow the elephant.
Yeah, swallow this.
The law signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
And so, in my my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation.
Asshole.
I asked Americans to give 4,000 years, 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America.
Fuck
you. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
Fuck you. I will give you 1 minute of my time.
We've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país is a gran país with great values and great hope and great strength.
I hope you all make up your minds and decide what you're going to do. And you just cancel this fucking bullshit asshole, or are you going to make a change from your stand? This is what you should think of in November. November is the crucial time. And now I'm the New York. And now I'm here to remind you to tell the Republicans to go fuck themselves in November. Thank you very much.
I just want you to gets buried in the mud. You're throwing the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children. The blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned. There's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. And even Jesus would never forget what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy your forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you make will never buy back your soul. I hope that you die